trust me, even in the small things, that you may think, well, you're not really interested, and I'm not going to bother with God with that. God says, go ahead and bother me, and then watch me show up and do what you thought was impossible. Oh, the Holy Spirit is ushered in this place right now. We don't have to have music and all that thing to get into the presence of God, but he said, just come as you are. Just come as you are. You don't have to leave your baggage outside. He said, just go ahead and bring it to me. Let's go ahead and deal with stuff so that you can get on with life. Let me go ahead and heal you of some things so that you can pursue life and life more abundantly. For those things that you're trying to hold on to, it's become a hindrance and it's become a distraction. Give it to me today, says the Lord. Give it to me today and watch what I do. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence in this place today. If you have pain in your body today, I speak to whatever's causing that pain that you leave today healed in the name of Jesus. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, you'll find rest. And I call that soul, S-O-U-L, weariness. And that's what the enemy wants to play up on. It's to cause us to become weary. And when we become weary, we become tired. And when we become tired, we tend to slack off on maybe coming to church or reading in the Word or testifying or ministering to other people or taking the time to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. He said, I've come to heal you today of soul weariness. Hallelujah. Precious Holy Spirit, as you have ushered into this place this morning, you've come to do what no man can do. And that's to walk among us today and touch every person in this place that they can say when they leave here that I have come and I'm not leaving the same, but I'm coming encouraged. I'm coming with renewed hope. I'm coming today. Hallelujah. Continue to set up on us, Holy Spirit. Continue to set up on us until there's a birthing that takes place of everything that you've placed inside of us. Oh, yes, says the Holy Spirit, this is a season for birthing. Hallelujah. Things have been hard lately. But God says that birthing is about to take place. And you're going to see the manifestation of those dreams and those things that you have longed for. And I just hear the Holy Spirit say, it's time for the children to come back home. It's time for the children to come back home. The Father's been waiting. It's time to come back. It's time to come back. Amen. Hallelujah. Ha, saha, saha, saha. Yesi, yato, o shanadaya. Me, 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 mama, ha, sataya. Yes, yes, Brother Bob.
I thought, you know, we should be clean jumpers.
Yes. I got a message when I said that. We're going to be clean jumpers. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach that in a couple of weeks. Hallelujah. Woo! Holy Spirit is here today. Thank you, Jesus. Ha. Come on, somebody. I'm going to read you a story this morning. Years ago, the captain of a large vessel set sail with his family from Liverpool. His destination was New York. And one night, when everyone was asleep, a sudden squall arose. The wind came sweeping over the water, struck the vessel, and almost capsized it. Everything movable was tumbling and crashing, and the passengers became aware that they were in intimate peril. Everyone was alarmed and sprang from their berths and began to dress. The captain's little daughter, just 8 years old, was awakened and cried with fright. What's the matter? And when they told her about the storm, she asked, is my father on deck? Some of you know where I'm going with this. Is my father on deck? Woo! Assured that he was, the little one dropped back to sleep, back onto her pillow without fear. In spite of the howling winds and crashing waves, she was soon fast asleep. So I got to tell somebody this morning that your Father's on the deck and He's never left. And in spite of what the enemy is telling you, He's given us the promise in Ephesians, or in Hebrews, I think it is. I think I wrote the right scripture down. I know it's in there. If you want to do it, you can look it up later. But He said, for He, God Himself, has said, we read this just a few weeks ago, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. I will not. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Surely not. You may be on the boat this morning of life, in the boat of life this morning, and things may be rocking and the storm is there, but I want you to know that your Father has not left the deck. He is not your co-pilot. He is your pilot. So get out of the pilot's seat and get in the position that you are in. Amen? And your Father's on the deck this morning. And He says to remind you, I've never left you. So why don't you just go ahead and rest? So why should both of you stay up all night? That's what I said one time. I was going through something. I said, well, God, I'm going to sleep. I don't know how you're going to handle it. I don't know how you're going to work it out. But there ain't no sense in both of us staying up all night. So I'm going to go to bed, cover my head up, and rest. Amen. And some of us need to learn to do that at times today. So I want to encourage you to enter into worship this morning. Amen.
Share the rest of that scripture, Pastor Shirley, because, you know, and that's one of the scriptures. I want to say this, that Jerry got another CAT scan this week, and we have been dismissed from another doctor. There's no infection in his head anymore. So we just thank God. He is so good, isn't He? So I know God's going to take care of everything else, but when he was, the comfort that the Lord gave Jerry that morning when his hope returned was that scripture you read. But the thing is, when you take it into context, and I know I use that for everything, because if he's not going to leave you for this, he's not going to leave you for that. But the actual context where this is from, he's talking about provision. He's saying, let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances, for he, God himself, hath said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. I will not. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort, and we are encouraged, and confidently, and boldly, say boldly, say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not dread or be terrified. Woo! What can man do to me? Glory to God, church. These are the benefits of those who belong to Him. Amen. Glory to God. I want y'all to know that because of prom and different things, that Glenn's in Florida, he and Linda, and Sky's not here because she had her prom last night. So Pastor is trying to take care of the sound room. Praise God, he's here. Glory to God.
Waiting for this day, we've gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Your presence in this place, Your glory on our face. We're looking to the sky, descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see You. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from Your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see You. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from Your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord.
I just got the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me, and we say, show us Your glory. But you got to understand, the glory's on the inside of you. So when you say, show us Your glory, Lord, you're saying, God, show me what's on the inside of me. Show me Your power. The power's on the inside of you, because the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. So we say, God, show us Your glory. Show us Your power. We're saying, God, help me to see what You've placed on the inside of me. When we sing that, think of that this morning. Sure, we want His glory manifested. But the thing is, it's going to rise up from the inside of us because we believe. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Do that bridge again, girl.
Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from Your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens,
open up the heavens, we want to see You. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from Your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Hallelujah. You know, we were coming to church this morning, and of course I was driving and I didn't get to look at all, but you know, and it's funny, when you look at the sky was clear where we were looking, and two planes were coming. And you know, when you're looking at them from down here, they look pretty close together, don't they? But the thing is that I realized was they made a cross. Hey, you know, there's always something to remind you of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise you for your miracles, for your wonders today, for your power, Lord God, that comes, Lord, as we come together, You said we're two or more gathered in my name than I am in the midst of them. Father God, thank you for being in the midst of us today. Thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Open a life spent with you. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. All for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful, wonderful to me. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
You know, as you think of the song, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my King. I want you to know that there are wolves out there that you're going to hear it in the upcoming days. They're going to be quoting scripture. They're going to be saying things. And you're going to say, you're quoting scripture. You're quoting the New Testament, something that God said. And yet, you're for this, and you're for that, and you're for this. And I say, when you hear somebody quote the scripture, you watch how they act, and you watch what they really believe. Because they're going to try to sway you to think that their hearts are right just because they can. You know, the devil quotes scripture. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm not going to call names, but I'm just telling you, the devil quotes scripture. And they're going to be out there, and they're going to try to sway you to believe that they've got a right heart. You check what they really believe. Anybody can quote scripture. Here I am to worship.
I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross.
While we were singing the last two songs, and I was worshiping, I saw and I kind of heard his voice, and he said, we all have been put into tombs of darkness, surrounded by all filth and disgust and imaginations of Satan. Any tool, no matter how sweet the perfume, can be surrounded in you in these tombs that Satan has set up for us. And in front of it, at one time, there were huge stones, just as it was with his son. And just as it was on Easter morning, God sent Jesus Christ down here to move those stones away from those tombs. We can't move the stones. We can't. That's the whole purpose of Jesus. He was the end of it. He provided everything on Easter morning. There is nothing else he can do for us. He moved away the stone. Jesus Christ's blood and resurrection moved away the stone from all the curses and all the tombs and all the dirty graves that we were in. But it takes one thing that Jesus Christ can't do for us. It says we have to run out of that grave. God says, I will never pull you out, though I want to. I did not make you to where you did not have free will, but I gave you all the love and all the freedom to walk out that grave. Take one step forward, and begin running out of that grave, and you will walk into freedom and glory like you have never experienced. You will make it on this earth. You will make it victorious. All you have to do is pick up your feet and run out of the opening into the light that my precious son gave to you.
You know, you may have been surrounded in some kind of a darkness of addiction. Any addiction. Food, shopping, pornography, lust, adultery, homosexuality. Those are all graves of darkness. And God says, I've removed that. Just like Miss Martha said, you make the choice. You know, it's just like you take one step, and guess what? That one step forward and you're out. It's no long distance from the inside to the open door. Hallelujah. You know, there's some of you that have been surrounded by a darkness of depression and oppression. You've been surrounded by a darkness of bitterness. and shame. See, all of that he took on the cross. He delivered us from all of it. Because he's the Lamb of God. And once and for all, Satan was defeated. And he put that power on the inside of you now.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know is your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on your throne. Crown you now with many crowns. Darling of heaven crucified, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. For the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know is your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on your throne. Crown you with many crowns, you reign victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified.
One man, the word says, sin came into the world, and by one man, salvation came into the world. We all look back and we begin to say, thank you, God, I've been redeemed. I'm not who I used to be. A fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am. I was reading this morning in a devotional, and it said, because the enemy so much wants to steal the concept you've got about being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that you've got to keep this in front of you all time, because everything out there tries to steal that away from you. The old condemnation, the old shame of the past, the old memories. You can just see somebody and the enemy will say, oh, remember? But God says, keep in front of me the fact every day I'm redeemed. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. No, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Come on now, 'cause I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. Set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. No, I'm not what I used to be. Jesus, I'm not what I used to be. I am redeemed. Remember this one? Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
redeemed, his child and forever I am.
I want you to keep that on your mind. We're going to take up the offering now. Jeff and God. And so, you know, I just thank God for Hebrews 13 because, you know, we never need to look. You don't need to look to your job for your provision. You may work hard, and God, that might be the vehicle through which God blesses you or part of it. But you need to see that God is your source. Because if something happens and that job's gone, guess what? God is still your source. Amen? Glory to God. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for that word this morning that said, assuredly not. I will not. I will not. I will not leave New Life. Assuredly not. Amen. Father, thank you for providing. Thank you for providing for everybody here today. Be with those, Father God, that had to travel today, that are doing other things, Father God. But I thank you, Lord, that there's come this time, there's a gathering coming. I see a gathering coming. Glory. That's profound, church. The gathering is coming. Lord, thank you for the promises. Thank you for your benefits. Thank you for what you did for us on the cross. And we believe these people are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
All these pieces broken and scattered in mercy gathered. Mended and whole, empty-handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free.
Sing that verse again. Listen, church.
All these pieces broken and scattered. In mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. You take our failures, you take our weakness, you set your treasures jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found.
was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life.
You know, church, when you see those broken pieces come together, this is something else the Lord showed me when she was singing that. You know, if I break something and I get the glue and I try to put it back together, you can still tell it was broken. I mean, there's still the little cracks. I don't care how much good glue. There's still the evidence that that was broken at one time. But what Jesus does, when he brings the broken pieces together, there's no trace. Come on, church. There's no trace of anything. When he brings relationships back together, when Jesus does it, when he puts people back together, when he brings kids home, when he puts relationships back together, it's like it never was apart. Why? Because that's him. He's the only one that can take Humpty Dumpty and put him back together again and there not be any trace. Glory to God. Think of the revelation of that people need to grab. Is there anything broken in your life today? Just look what Jesus can do. He can take that relationship. He can take that part in your life. And it'll be brand new. I am a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's the scripture verse that song is referenced to. Any broken pieces I had, you're not going to be able to look at it and tell it. God's not going to be. You know why? It doesn't exist anymore. Because I'm new. Every day, glory to God, I got to quit and turn it over to Pastor Shirley. Every day, I'm new. That's just how he does it. I may go to bed at night and there's been stuff, and I give it over to God, but I wake up next morning and I tell you what, it's a brand new day. I'm a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Whew, glory to God. Thank you, Father God, that you take the broken and you restore. In Jesus' name, amen. Classes, you can be dismissed, and thank you.